You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. For Friday, May 26th, 2021, brought to you by the great people of Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist I've ever gone to, the only dentist I've gone to the last 27 years. Give him a call. Take great care of your teeth. Take control of your dental health. 317-849-2933. You enjoy this? Hit subscribe. Hit like. Ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. 11 days and counting since Archie Miller was fired. Still, no head basketball coach at Indiana. This is not a big deal as long as Scott Dolson hires the right guy. If he hires the wrong guy, he's paying a price for his prudence and his methodicalness, if that's a word, because players are opting to put their names in the transfer portal. You go to the school, you say, hey, I'd like to be in the transfer portal. They say, would you like your contact information in there? The player says yes or no. The school accommodates. All of a sudden, the name goes into the transfer portal, and schools can either contact the player or the player can contact the schools, depending upon whether the player includes that contact information. If the player decides to stay, he can pull his name out of the transfer portal, and it's up to the school as to whether their aid will continue at that school. That's the way the transfer portal works. Jordan Geronimo went into the transfer portal yesterday. There are now five names within it. Parker Stewart, you count because he took a scholarship. He transferred into Indiana, but he never played for Indiana. So nothing lost, nothing was gained. So nothing's lost, I suppose. You've also got Race Thompson, Al Durham, and Armon Franklin in the transfer portal. With Armon and with Race, you lose something. You expected to have them back. Maybe they come back, maybe they don't. With Al, he's been there 4 years. He's played the 4 years. He can go play someplace else if he wants and use his COVID year if he likes. Or he can go play professional basketball someplace in Europe or in the G League, I suppose. Certainly good enough to play in the G League. The players who are left at this point, still good players. Christian Lander, Rob Phidisee, Jerome Hutter, still left. Trey Galloway, Anthony Leal, Logan Duncombe as an incoming freshman, and Trace Jackson Davis, last but certainly not least. Is he going to go to the NBA? Is he going to stay at Indiana? I think some of that has to do with who selected his coach. Is this, these players putting their name in a transfer portal, is this a collective assertion of their power as players to say, listen, Scott Dolson, you got to listen to us, or we're done here. You've got to listen to us. We've got to have a voice in this process. I don't think it's that. I don't think there's any collectivity about it, because there would be something a little bit more orchestrated than a daily dribble of this player and that player hitting the transfer portal. I think it would be, hey, we're all doing this. And I think they would do it publicly because everybody does everything publicly. Instead, you've got guys like Geronimo, whose mom talked to the media yesterday and kind of explained his rationale by saying that, it's a long drive for family getting to Indiana. But you know what's interesting about that is the drive is exactly as long as it was when Jordan Geronimo committed to Indiana in the first place and played throughout his freshman year. The length of the drive hasn't changed. Do we not have MapQuest? Do we not have Waze at the Geronimo household? I don't understand. we'll see at some point who the coach is. If the right coach is hired, guys stay, that's a good thing. If the right coach is hired and guys leave, that's not quite so good because it's going to take time to rebuild. With transfers being what they are and the free flowing of players being what it is, it's easier to rebuild on the fly than it was back in 2008 when Tom Crean came in and the roster was depleted and then became further depleted as he kind of matriculated through his first few weeks as head coach at Indiana. Found out yesterday that T.Y. Hilton was 5 minutes from signing with the Baltimore Ravens. He was going to sign someplace at 3 o'clock. He told Pat McAfee on Pat McAfee's podcast. And Chris Ballard texted him at like 2:55 and said, are we going to get this done? And T.Y. gave him a number, or Ballard gave T.Y. a number, and it wasn't quite enough. And then Irsay kind of interceded, and it all worked out at the last minute, which is a good thing. Could the Colts have moved forward without T.Y. Hilton? Certainly they could have. If not, you know what? They would have been okay. Certainly better with T.Y. Hilton than not with T.Y. Hilton. 1 year, $10 million, $8 million guaranteed, makes a lot of sense for the Indianapolis Colts. It's good to have a guy like that. It's good to welcome 13 back and say, you know what, you're part of the family. It says something to the rest of the roster that this is not only a business, it's also about people. And it's important for Chris Ballard and Jim Irsay to maintain that philosophy, because you cannot, and we've all the way back to North Dallas 40, you know, that great movie with Mac Davis and Nick Nolte and Charles Durning, a lot of great actors in that movie. You know, every time we say it's a business, you say it's a game. And every time we say it's a game, you say it's a business. You can't have that disconnect between ownership and management and the players. If you can bridge that gap just a little bit, I think you've got a chance to run a more successful franchise. And I think the Colts are really adept at doing that. It's not just a family. It's not just a business. It's a hybrid of both, and that's what it should be. Found out a lot about that yesterday with the NBA draft deadline, right? Or trade deadline. You found out yesterday the Pacers are going to stay intact, although T.J. Warren out for the season. That's bad news that everybody's coming back and nobody was traded. That's kind of good news, I think. I think players get a little bit antsy right around the trade deadline. And, you know, Aaron Holiday had reason to be antsy yesterday. He's going nowhere. Nobody on the Pacers is going anywhere. LaQueue has been waived, and so it's adios to him. But those guys at the end of the roster, you knew that LaQueue, look, that was a guy going to come in and you know, assert himself as part of the rotation? Certainly not. So, you know, you've always got guys like that. With 15 contracts available with the NBA team and two-way deals and all that, you're going to have some guys at the end of the roster who are just never going to pass muster. LaQueue was one of those guys. Now, tomorrow would by the way, Pacers play tonight at Dallas. They go up against Luka Doncic. And I got to tell you the truth. I don't mean to be mercenary about it, but I've got a Luka Doncic rookie card that is quite valuable. And so I root every game that Luka Doncic plays that he is going to find a way to score a lot of points, become an MVP, a multiple-time MVP, and let's get the value of that card up. What are you going to do? What am I doing collecting basketball cards? You know, that's for kids. You put them in bicycle spokes, for God's sake. You don't put them in plastic and hide them so nobody can find them. Well, unless you're me. State finals, I thought were going to be tomorrow. They're not going to be tomorrow because of the Sweet 16. You've got Sweet 16 games tomorrow and Sunday, and they're going to be good ones. The first game is going to be tomorrow at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and that's going to be Oregon State and Loyola of Chicago. Loyola of Chicago favored in this game, and I think they win because it's really hard to prepare to play against Loyola of Chicago's defense. Oregon State is going to go up against Loyola, And they're going to learn that it is not so easy to score buckets against Loyola of Chicago. Preparing for that defense is going to be tough. Then you've got Villanova at one or against one seed Baylor, Oral Roberts against Arkansas. I'm rooting for Arkansas. I want Arkansas to win. I like Justin Smith winning. He's being utilized correctly, and I think that that's terrific. And a good kid playing his fourth year, 1 year away from Indiana. Really, really smart kid. I don't think that Archie Miller ever utilized him correctly on the offensive end. Arkansas is. Musselman's a good coach. Syracuse and Houston wrap up all of the action tomorrow. The first two games on CBS, the last two on TBS. And they're back-to-back-to-back-to-back, which is cool. So we get to watch all of them. The state finals, which would normally be tomorrow, are going to be next Saturday because of Bankers Life Fieldhouse being utilized tomorrow for the Sweet 16. Lawrence North Carmel is going to be fantastic. Blackhawk Christian and Park Heritage, really interesting. Silver Creek against Leo, Couts and Bar Reeve, a great day of high school basketball coming up next week. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? You know what? I used to look out the window, or we used to do breakfast with Kent outside. I knew what the weather was because I was in it. We had a lot of rain last night. Had a skunk pass away, sadly, in the neighborhood. How do we know? How do you always know there's a skunk around? Found that out this morning. I was like, my God, the house. What is going on with the house? I got up, walked around. As it turns out, I got back to bed. Julie said, skunk, what's the matter with you? So there you go. Birthdays being celebrated by Facebook friends. Brian Whitney, Casey Vallier, happy birthday to Casey. Walter Bullringer, happy birthday. Ed Kelly, Gordon Moody, James Meeks, Sandra Connor, Sean McDermott, happy birthday. We talk all the time on social media. Brian Newland, happy birthday. Matthew Poe, Diane Killen, happy birthday. And Jeff Krieger, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you sell somebody else. What happened to the fish? The fish are fine. The fish, look, listen, this is the best part of fish. You don't have to get them out of the rain. They're already wet. It's fantastic. Fish are the perfect pet. You just leave them be. Feed them once in a while. Put some chemicals in the pond. It's all perfect. We put the pump in the other day. It's absolutely wonderful. Anyway, yeah, celebrate like hell if it's your birthday. My wife's birthday is on Sunday. We will celebrate like hell. And Teresa Harris celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well. They share the same birthday. And then every other day of the year, you know what Julie does? She celebrates others by lifting them with smart and or specific and honest compliments. It's what she does. We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. Maybe a little bit later today, we find out who the Indiana basketball coach is. Maybe not. We'll find out.